This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Patrick Otuma. Otuma was born on October 14th, 1975, and he grew up in Cork, Ireland. He got interested in writing at a young age. When I asked him about this, he said, "I was lucky to grow up in a country that placed strong emphasis on poetry in both the Irish and English languages, so poetry was always a part of me. I began writing to express teenage melodrama as well as teenage survival, and I never stopped. I wrote voraciously throughout my teens and 20s, never imagining I'd be published. I wrote to survive. I read to survive. I learned more about writing from vulnerable artists than clever ones, although sometimes a vulnerable artist can also be clever. I still write like that, searching for the ache that seems to be wanting ink and paper, and curling around that ache in the hope that something that echoes the original hunger can find itself on a page." After graduating from Maryvale Institute in Birmingham, England, where he received his BA in Divinity, he attended Queen's University Belfast, where he took a master's in theology. His books include In the Shelter, Readings from the Books of Exiles, Sorry for Your Troubles, and Daily Prayer with the Corrymeela Community. More on Corrymeela in a minute. Otuma has been published widely in Europe and America. He has appeared on NPR's The Moth Radio Hour, and he is the theologian in residence for NPR's On Being. He lives in Ireland. Today's poem is Enjoy Your Pint. If you're a frequent listener to the show, you know that Ireland means a great deal to me. It's where my mother was born, and it's my ancestral homeland. For most people around the world, especially between the years 1969 and 1998, Northern Ireland was a place of sectarian violence. This was euphemistically called the Troubles. What happened in the last few decades of the 20th century to Northern Ireland wasn't a religious war so much as it was a war of identity and nationalism. To live in Belfast meant knowing which part of the city belonged to Catholics and which part belonged to Protestants. The colors green and orange came to represent tribal belonging. It didn't matter if you wanted to be neutral about the Troubles. You were labeled as either being on one side or the other. Questions like where you went to school, what football team you supported, what street you lived on, and even how you pronounced the letter H were all subtle indicators of which side you might be on. So to live in Northern Ireland, or the North of Ireland as it's also known, is to look for clues about which community surrounds you. Otuma, it is worth noting, is a former leader of the Corrymeela community. Corrymeela is Ireland's oldest peace and reconciliation center. It works with over 10,000 people a year to help blur the boundaries of conflict so that people might understand each other a little better and help them see themselves as neighbors instead of enemies. I've had the good fortune of leading several study abroad programs to Northern Ireland, and whenever we visit Corrymeela, my students are very reluctant to leave. It is a place of honesty and openness, it is a place of mindfulness, and it is a place for hard questions about injustice and hatred. Put another way, it's a point of light in the darkness. All of these things come together in our poem for today. What I really like about Otuma's poem is how it can be read. He doesn't give us any clues how we should understand the final line. Should it be said with anger, frustration, resignation, hope? It's up to the reader to figure these things out. He offers us an invitation, and in that space, it says much about how we view the world. This is Enjoy Your Pint by Patrick Otuma. At the bar, in an unknown part of Birmingham, I bought 2 pints and paid with paper money from the northern part of Ireland. "That's not British money," the publican said. And I said, "Yes, it is. You'll see the royal head if you hold it to the light." And a man standing right beside me turned to me and looked and said, "So you're from Northern Ireland?" He was wearing denim jeans and a denim jacket, tobacco fingers fixed around a half-drunk pint. He locked his eyes on me and moved so near I could have kissed him. "Whose side are you on, son?" he whispered. "Whose side are you on?" And I didn't know the landscape of belonging in this part of England. I hadn't seen signs enough to know whether his hope flew for the orange or the green. He continued to look. He continued to keep close, And I said, I hope for peace. And he said, that's a clever answer, son. That's a very clever answer. And I said, I know. Enjoy your pint. And I got up to go.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded remotely due to the coronavirus pandemic and produced by Peter Folliard. We both send our best wishes. Thank you for listening.